Welcome to today's edition of the AII, watching stock news, deal tracker, and advancements in artificial intelligence. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to another episode of the AII podcast. For stock news today, GBT has posted an update on its IP portfolio, and IBM has announced a new generative AI-assisted product, the Watson X Code Assistant. Then we're going to take a look at some projections for the global generative AI market. But just before we jump into the show today, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on investorideas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. All right, so GBT Technologies, Inc., which trades on the OTC Pink under the ticker GTCH, has posted an update on its intellectual property or IP portfolio, vested under its 50% owned subsidiary GBT Tokenize Corp. Through Tokenize, the company now holds 18 patents and has 26 pending submissions with the following domains: asset tracking, 3D MP microchip design, semiconductors, EDA software tools, ID, cybersecurity, pattern recognition, telehealth, health, AI, computer vision systems, IoT, mesh networks, and radio networks. GBT CEO Mansoor Khatib said, quote, "With two signed purchase agreements this year, we have now laid the groundwork proving that the company can generate attractive IP for current technology markets and companies. I personally maintain that our unique IP strategy, with the goal of building shareholder value, has the potential for creating value faster than older traditional ways. Creating, selling, and licensing IP is a long, complicated process, but patents create long-term opportunities, value, and IP security for large and small companies. Our latest patents with Magic 2 EDA software and the 3D chip have reached a more mature protection level, and we believe we can finally safely engage with partners trying to create the next generation of microchips. We are excited to finally be presenting these technologies to potential partners." End quote. Next up, IBM, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol IBM, has announced Watson X Code Assistant for Zed, or Z if you're American, described as a new generative AI-assisted product that will help enable faster translation of COBOL to Java on IBM Zed and enhance developer productivity on the platform. Kareem Youssef, the Senior Vice President of Product Management and Growth at IBM Software, explained, quote, "By bringing generative AI capabilities through Watson X to new use cases, we plan to drive real progress for our clients. IBM is engineering Watson X Code Assistant for Zed to take a targeted and optimized approach. It's built to rapidly and accurately convert code optimized for IBM Zed, accelerate time to market, and broaden the skills pool. This can help entrance applications and add new capabilities while preserving the performance, resiliency, and security inherent in IBM Zed." End quote. We'll pivot from stock news at this point and take a look at a report published by Allied Market Research, which finds that the global market for generative AI, keeping with that theme, is projected to grow from $10.5 billion USD in 2022 to $191.8 billion by 2032, registering a compound annual growth rate of 34.1% in the forecast period running from 2023 to 2032. The following excerpt from the report's overview outlines some key factors driving the market's growth. Quote, "The growth in demand for AI-generated content has been a significant driver for the generative AI market growth. With AI-generated content, companies and individuals can create massive amounts of content quickly and at scale. This efficiency is especially valuable in industries such as marketing and advertising, where personalization and variety of content is critical to effectively engaging audiences. Moreover, AI can personalize content based on individual preferences, making it more engaging and relevant to users. Furthermore, the advancements in deep learning and desire to provide users and consumers with more personalized, engaging, and relevant content and experiences are also driving the market. End quote. And that's it for today's AII. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, contact investorideas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website, and this podcast is not an endorsement to buy products or services or securities. Investors are reminded all investment involves risk and possible loss of investment. To hear more investorideas.com podcasts, please visit investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, and most audio platforms available. To learn more about GBT Technologies, Inc., please visit gbtti.com or visit the investorideas.com profile page at investorideas.com/co/gophn. For disclosure purposes, GBT Technologies is a PR, news, and social media featured company on investorideas.com.